tenant fly.
Yeah. Any other types? For a hill or something like that?
Yeah, some of them use what's called a bull tongue schooner. There's a big shovel about that wide and about that long. They'll put on a steel beam fly stock and put two mules to it and a rock between the house. Have to weight it down, make it go down the ground. Rip up cotton stalks and things like that. Yeah. I remember we used to cut cotton stalks. Had a round, it was about that big around a wheel. And it had blades put on that wheel. Inside of it, you put dirt in it. And filled it up with dirt. And it had a blade about that wide on it. And it rolled over a cotton stalk and it chopping. Man, you people sitting up on that thing riding it in cold weather and cotton bull fly up and hit you on the head, I'm telling you, that hurt. Paul used to have me hauling a strip home for stove wood.
Yeah.
Had a two-horse wagon, didn't have no body on it, you know, and that's laid stripped in there. And the turn bolt up there and had a big old flat-headed bolt went down through, you know, the coupling pole. And, down through it.
Yeah.
And I'd be sitting up there on that thing, and that pin would come up and pinch you under that. Boy, I'm talking about it, pinch of blood blessed on you. And that kept me so all the time. I got why I wouldn't even get up there on that. I said somewhere else.
Oh, God. Well, any types of plows for different kind. Well, what would you use to break the land up finer?
Well, they're all in there. They had what they call a boy Dixie. It, you know, like they have flip plows now you got on the tractor.
Uh-huh.
It made like that, the wing and thing made like that, you know. It had a slide.
Uh-huh.
And all, but it didn't cut no more than about that four when you pull it. You had to go, you couldn't plow more than about. You couldn't break a heck of a day hard with it. That starts right after Christmas, breaking land before you get, so you get ready to plant a two-horse farm. You ever seen an asparagus farm?
No, where's it?
That one up at Terrell County.
Asparagus farm?
Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you what there is between here and Albany. Somebody's raising wine or grapes of some sort. You see
that's Scuffman. I stopped by one day and he gave me a big box. Buddy was in, they was in the hospital after. They were putting the hospital in Albany.
You know that man?
No, I didn't know him. I stopped there and seeing him gathering them all and he had picked up a crate and I asked him where I was going. I told him I was going to the hospital. He said, well, take this girl down there and said, your little boy might like them. And many of as sweet as they could be, you know, and the nurses come in there and they grab them. Well, your daddy come in and grab the handful of them. Yeah.
Remember that scuffing on vine we used to have up there?
Yeah, same thing.
That's right.
My tenant told me to get a cut with that, but I never did get a cut and set out down here.
Yeah. Tore it down, didn't it?
Yeah, my tenant said it was the worst in time. He had it to that.
Lots of snake.
Yeah.
Up there, too.
I was a little bit taught. I remember a steamboat coming up the river, and I seen that steamboat many times coming up the river.
Yeah, I was talking to that old lady. She said she didn't remember. I know, I guess call it big wart and tail when they saw it when the steamboat come up the river.
No, that ain't been so long ago. Been about, they had a Callahan and W.C. Bradley and Queen City.
J.C., is the land different here from up there above here?
Oh yeah, 100% different.
What kind of soil is
there? About that soil up there, further north you go, more hill it gets and more harder ground gets.